Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel, New Hanover County's two newest commissioners, are with us today to take a look at what's likely to be on the docket this year in the Cape Fear region. You're invited to join the discussion. If you have a question, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. And I promised that I would get to this email. We actually have a couple that I want to get to. This person writes, I am a teacher who has met all of the criteria on my professional development plan in this county. I'm in the green on the data sector of my plan for performing at and above expected levels for student achievement and professional achievements. Nonetheless, there's no money to reward me or any other teacher that I know of, neither does my principal, in the budget from the state under the Careers Pathway Plan, as the governor has proposed. What will you do for teachers in New Hanover County? Can you address teacher performance bonuses at all at the county level? When and to what extent? Rob Zappel.
First off, I want to thank the emailer or the caller for their service to our school system and to our youth here in New Hanover County. Teachers, I think, have been undervalued, or that's the perception. They have certainly never been undervalued by myself, or I know Commissioner Watkins or any of the other county commissioners. They are creating the economic engines for the future, as well as our quality of life in all things. So I want to preface that. The issue she's talking about really falls into the lap of the Board of Education. The county commissioners provide the money for the Board of Education, and they decide through the good help of Tim Markley, or Dr. Markley, how that money should be spent. And of course, that flows through the county from the state. I can promise the questioner that I will act as an advocate from my position as a county commissioner so that we can see that what I feel is a swell of support for our public educators so that we will continue to have support from the county commission for all the good work they do.
In the county currently, I do believe we have a supplement that we have in the budget for the Board of Education. Unfortunately, we probably don't have enough money in the county budget to address all the needs to really compensate them accordingly to what their true value is. But I look back to the fact that as compared to many states, there's a lot of money last year went to the retirement plan, to the teachers on the state level, and a lot of money went to the medical benefits as well. So though the compensation currently out of pocket, into the pocket, may not be what they would like, last year the legislature did actually fund a large chunk towards retirement and towards the medical benefits. So some things happened in Raleigh that might not have been favorable in one aspect, but another aspect they did address some long-term positions.
Yeah, and I think there still are a lot of public school teachers out there that are looking for more at this point. You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with New Hanover County's two newest commissioners to find out what issues are on the radar for 2015. Rob Zappel, Skip Watkins are in studio today. If you have a question for them, give us a call at 910-343-1138. And Marty, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I moved to the Wilmington area fairly recently in May of 2013. And one of the things that I've noticed, and this is a very fundamental, rather basic and perhaps mundane question, is I live down, for example, near the intersection of Myrtle Grove Road and College Road, and frequently when I'm coming home from work, frequently make a left turn off Market Street onto Military Cutoff. And both of those intersections, and those are just two examples, have center dividers. They're sort of these triangular raised areas to separate traffic. And especially on rainy nights, you can't even see those dividers. I had to swerve any number of times, and other cars have had to swerve to avoid hitting me or the dividers making turns. Are there any plans to light up some of these really dark intersections outside of the city limits themselves, but within the county?
That's a good question. Rob Zappel, is this a DOT issue, a state issue, or is there something the county can do?
Yes, it is a DOT issue, but I can certainly sympathize with Marty. Marty, I can't tell you how many times I've done the same thing, and I've lived here for 17 years. It is an issue that I'm hopeful that through suggestions and, again, using a little bit of the bully pulpit, that something as simple as reflectors or something that will light up, it is a serious issue for the traffic flow, and especially, as you suggested, in the evening after it's rained a little bit, sometimes it's almost impossible to see that. So it certainly is on my radar as well. It's the Department of Transportation who can provide the funding.
Now, is that something that you can lobby for? And we're going to get to the legislative agenda in just a few minutes, but yes, Skip Watkins.
Karen Fussell is the local chief engineer, very, very responsive person. And Marty, I thank you for your call because, you know, just appreciate you taking the time. I would encourage you to call the DOT office and ask for Karen Fussell, because nothing is better than hearing the voice of a citizen. We were talking about the community college a minute ago, and I do view the comments, the phone calls, and your input is valuable. And if you'll contact the county commissioner office, they'll be glad to give you my email or all the commissioners, and I'd be glad to forward that to Karen as well.
Marty, thanks so much for your call. We have an email. This person says, I live in Upper Wrightsboro area of Northwest New Hanover County. I'd like to know, what do the new commissioners plan to do to encourage a viable plan to water and sewer in the area that we reside? In 1984, going back a few years, we supported the bond issue. And back in 1984, there was a sewer bond. Mm-hmm. Today, the septic tank problem and the poor water quality exists all over the area. Mm-hmm. Skip Watkins.
I can't remember the it has to do with CAMA and a municipal service district. Not the one down there. What do you call it, Rob? It's the where we can only take utilities to a certain.
Certainly, yeah. It's the boundary of
the boundary of some sort.
Yes, right.
I can tell you it's on my personal radar. It's on Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. Yes. Everybody recognizes the northern part of the county is underserved in water and sewer. So I would not be surprised to see that on a priority list. I personally have a friend that had a septic tank failure many years ago.
I'm sorry, Skip. When you say priority list, what do you mean by that?
For economic development, the northern part of the county, in my personal opinion, is one of the natural growth areas. And so when I say a priority, it's not a written priority as much as it's a recognition that the northern part of the county, when that water and sewer arrives, it'll help industrial and residential. I had a conversation recently with a gentleman who owns property in the Castlehaine, Wrightsboro area. It's commercial property, and currently there's nothing planned in that general area. I will tell you that I had that conversation yesterday with Cape Fear Public Utility Authority.
And as you point out, the Castlehaine area is unincorporated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So New Hanover County commissioners are their local representatives and policymakers. Rob Zappel, what are some of the other issues that face this area?
Well, before we move on to that, I want to say there's a little bit of hope for our email questioner there. There are two specific projects that were identified by our Cape Fear Public Utilities as well as our Department of Health and Environmental Management, and that's Marquee Hills and Heritage Park, where they had severe septic tank failures. And we are moving aggressively. That work is underway. It is funded to bring relief to those communities. In the long run of moving those areas of the county in the unincorporated part as well as certainly as in the city onto a public sewer system and public water, especially where we have bad or failing wells, is a priority at every level of providing essential services. We certainly understand the need for it. The community's health is number one, health and safety, for all the commissioners and certainly the City Council as well and the Cape Fear Public Utilities Authority, of which I'll be serving as the one of the two representatives from the county commissioners on their board. It is a priority for them, and I'm delighted to say that, and we will move throughout the county those areas that are suffering of bad septic systems and poor or failing wells as well.
Of the issues in Castlehaine are quite complicated, and there was a recent request for a special use permit for a sand mine. There were some residents in the Castlehaine area that were concerned about the potential impacts of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there are other, what are some of the issues, Rob Zappel, that are on your radar for that particular part of the county?
Well, interesting, because it also flows into another topic that we may talk about a little bit later, which is a special use permit process. And in that particular case, the sand mine, having a special use permit process, which part of which it requires a public meeting, it brought to light a number of issues that I think that the owners of that property were not aware of, and certainly the adjacent owners as well, and there was an issue with some contamination. So this is a perfect example of the system actually working, because everyone agreed, gosh, we've got a contamination plume there that needs to be dealt with before we start talking about doing any major excavating, et cetera. Certainly, there are property rights that that everyone is interested in, myself and all the commissioners are interested in making sure that, you know, the public's right to use their property is maintained. The special use permit process does offer that moment to sit down and have conversations.
And it's hard to talk about the special use permit in New Hanover County without bringing up Titan Cement. There's actually a meeting tonight, this evening. Mm-hmm. I think the North Carolina Coastal Federation mm-hmm. members will be there, and many other people who are part of the Stop Titan movement. Mm-hmm. And this is an effort to prevent a cement manufacturer from setting up shop in New Hanover County, in this part of the county that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my first question is, will either of you be in attendance at tonight's meeting? Skip Watkins.
Unfortunately, Rob and I both will be traveling to a meeting in Pinehurst for the state level. I do want to remind the listeners that with the exception of a timeline that would have been added to the special use permit process under the most recent recommendations, the actual industrial one, I-1, that Titan would fall under was not actually addressed. Mm-hmm. And so they would have still had to go through the special use permit process. The recommendations that were brought forth, mainly in the old previous recommendations, to bring about 82 or 83 particular industrial designations to certain zoning, mm-hmm. just to streamline where you might put a office or a barbershop or a mechanical, you know, car, something like that. But Titan's 800-pound gorilla.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with New Hanover County's two newest commissioners to find out which issues are on the radar for them. In 2015, Rob Zappel and Skip Watkins are in studio today. If you have a question for them, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr. And I have an email from... person wants to remain anonymous. What are the plans to get a handle on the recent uptick in shooting violence downtown, and at the same time, and equally important, reassure the public that the police are operating in a respectful and racially neutral way? Skip Watkins.
It's one of the three things I stood on when we were elected: public safety. Wilmington, unfortunately, has a tremendous high crime rate, property crime and violent crime. I've been in recent conversation with the sheriff. There was a recent initiative, joint effort task force with the Sheriff's Department, that ended recently. When that initiative ended, the uptick in violence in the city started. There was one home that had 40 rounds hit that home, 40. So I look forward to supporting a new initiative with the Sheriff's Department. I made a comment one time that I love to see brown and blue together. I love to see the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department work hand in hand. I know that Chief Evangelist and Sheriff McMahon have worked closely together. They have the best relationship between those two offices that they have in my memory of being 30-some years here in Wilmington. So I look forward to supporting the Sheriff, who will also support, because, you know, one of the questions or one of the complaints I get, I'm sure Rob gets it, is you know, what we pay county taxes, what do we get in the city limits? Well, first of all, the county collects 80% of sales tax, but we do the school systems, we do the court system, but some of that money is coming from the county. Hopefully it will be going back into the city, and the city, and to close it with this, my comment, the sheriff told me, he said, the city is in the county.
Mm-hmm. And Rob Absolutely. Zappel, one of the issues that mentioned in this email mm-hmm. is the sensitivity of relations between law enforcement and the communities that they're policing. Mm-hmm. And this is something President Obama recently Absolutely. Charged a task force with, coming up with problems and recommendations for solutions on this. And we've seen some very public instances of local law enforcement actually working on community relations. It's been a very public effort here. But is that still something that we need to be concerned about? Is there more work to be done?
There is way more work to be done, Rachel. And I know that in conversations, like Commissioner Watkins was just saying, with Sheriff McMahon and Chief Evangelist, that is very much in the forefront of their thinking. And I know that there's an initiative that will become public very soon that they're working on to address this kind of recent perception of a spike. I mean, here's the irony in all of this, that when you look at the actual crime statistics, and these are Class 1 crimes, it actually has continued to go down and has gone down dramatically since the year 2000 in our area. Now, I know that with the advent of ShotSpotter, which is gets a lot of press here, that we're hearing or reporting on many more things that are happening in our neighborhoods that, frankly, some of which had been happening for a while. But back to the solution. And the solution, in my mind, involves a stronger effort at community policing, and not just a short term, not a 3-month or a 6-month, but starting out with funding a 1 year and seeing by providing true metrics as to how it happens. Getting policemen out of their cruisers and on the streets so that they know and there's their physical presence within the community, and I mean a supportive presence, and to regain the confidence in some areas of our neighborhoods so that when a crime is committed at any level, that they have the good people of that neighborhood coming forward and joining hands with law enforcement officials to help solve that crime quickly and efficiently.
Taking away that adversarial feeling of...
And that only happens, like everything in life, with real communication, with real contact with people. So a strong initiative towards community policing, followed up again, I'll make the tie-in here, is to education as well.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with New Hanover County's two newest commissioners, Rob Zappel, Skip Watkins. Both are in studio today. You can ask them a question by giving us a call at 910-343-1138 or emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. And Skip Watkins, you wanted to follow up on that.
And Rob and I participated in a unanimous vote. We recently supported a grant to put cameras on our deputies. And it's going to have a double benefit. It's going to remind the officer that they're being monitored, and I think that'll help. But it'll also assure that officer that when they do the right thing, they're going to be protected. And it'll also will bring that same confidence, I hope, to the community. And I'm willing to even visit. I've talked to the sheriff about actually maybe doing some ride-arounds because I want to see what's going on.
Rachel, sorry, if I can jump in.
Okay, we have just a couple minutes left, and I do want to move on.
10 seconds. I just want to make sure that the public hears the tremendous support that the county commissioners has for all of our law enforcement officials.
Yes.
There's a kind of a momentum or in the news nationwide that there's been pressure questioning our law enforcement officials. I, for one, and again, all of the commissioners are strongly behind all of our sheriffs and the work of the police department as well.
Thank you, Rob Zappel. Mm-hmm. Now, we have just a couple minutes before we go to the next break, but I want to get to the legislative agenda. Mm-hmm. What do you see your role as when it comes to communicating with state leaders and forwarding an agenda that benefits this region in Raleigh? During the last session, a lot of people would say this region sort of got left out in the cold. Rob Zappel?
Starting with cooperation among our five county commissioners to speak with a unified voice, double that with our city council members so that we can take our agendas and lay them on top of each other and see what we agree on and then move forward with a united voice coming from New Hanover County, and hopefully agreeing with the county commissioners in Brunswick and Pender County as well, so we can begin to talk with the wants that we have and the needs that we have in our area with a united regional voice. That will be a first
step. A lot of people in this area are hoping that film incentives are going to come up again in Raleigh. Representatives Ted Davis and Susie Hamilton were here last week. Mm-hmm. Said they'll push for them. They've been tireless advocates for the film incentive, but didn't sound overly enthusiastic.
I don't know. Anytime,
go ahead.
Anytime you're talking about 4,000 statewide jobs that are here right now and the infrastructure is in place, and here locally, over 2,000 jobs, again, infrastructure, best of its kind, east of the Mississippi, here in place, I think that should get everyone's attention. All 100 counties should share in support for film.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking about the issues likely to face the Cape Fear region this year with New Hanover County's commissioners Rob Zappel and Skip Watkins. If you have a question, give us a call, 910-343-1138, or email us at coastline@whqr.org. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Diana from Wilmington. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to Coastline.